Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
Right, it's Today FM and Maria Devereaux is going to tell us everything she has seen on her screen, whatever size the screen may be. What's going on, Maria?
I was up to my eyeballs at the weekend in reality TV.
Nice.
I watched Celebs Go Dating. I know I'm
You're
behind
catching
the curve
up. You
on
said that,
I'm
though. You said
up,
that, yeah.
And I watched the end of Selling Sunset.
Oh, okay.
And Joey Essex was in it.
In Selling Sunset?
Yeah, he was buying a mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
I mean, I don't know if he bought it. I mean, check his Instagram. With the greatest respect, because I don't know anything about Joey Essex except that for 5 minutes he was a thing. How? What does he do that allows him to buy?
Well, he's a huge personality in the UK. But, so he does a lot of TV, but he was on TOWIE. He was TOWIE.
Well, so that's what I know him from, yeah. That moment when he was kind of, let's face it, his portrayal anyway was that he was a little bit dim, but everyone loved him and that was all fine. I just don't know how you actually physically make money out of that.
Well, he's done a couple of reality TV shows since then.
To buy a mansion in LA. I mean, like, you might be able to pay off your own mortgage in Essex.
Does endorsements.
Right.
Well, the mansion he was looking at, apparently they said his budget was 4 to 5 million and the mansion he was looking at was 5.2.
I am in the wrong game, lads.
And he was worried about standing in the shower, like, because the whole front of all these mansions are glass.
Right.
And they're looking out over the Hollywood Hills. And he was afraid that when he was standing in the shower in the nip, everybody would be able to see him. And they were like, it's just trees.
Yeah, the thing about the hills is they tend to drop off, Joey, and there's a house down below you.
He's like, what if someone really tall comes along, like a pap? The Hollywood paps don't care about Joey Essex.
No, they don't.
I did see, so I'm in the zone of this, right?
Okay.
Rumours about the lineup for I'm a Celebrity 2024.
Love it. I can't believe it's starting in September. Because this is what, usually January, right?
November.
Oh, November is sorry.
It brings us right up to Christmas.
Oh, it does. It starts, yes, and it finishes around Christmas. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a Celeb. You reckon you know, well, rumours of some people.
Rumours, right.
Go on. Who are you looking at?
The first one, Tommy Fury.
Okay.
Another reality TV show.
No, he's never
fame on Love Island.
He's never off the telly, this fella.
But just the fact that himself and Molly May have since split up. So these tend to be the types of people that the producers go for because
there's a bit of story, there's a bit of question.
He hasn't spoken up about it.
So when he's kind of hungry and ratty and someone goes, so what exactly happened with you?
Yeah, exactly. Like they did with Britney's sister.
Yes.
They were hoping that she would talk.
Yeah.
Apparently producers are determined to make this year's lineup one of the best.
Okay.
And they think that Tommy could be in the running for the annual Hunk in the Jungle shower scenes.
Well, in fairness, he takes a few boxes there, all right.
He does. Another one, Talisa.
Oh, my God.
I haven't thought about Talisa in forever.
End Dubs.
She was in End Dubs, and then she went on to become a judge on X Factor.
Yes.
So, apparently, End Dubs announced gigs in 2022 after 11 years of not being together, and they sold out within minutes. So, this is after giving her a bit of a shove to go and start doing stuff again,
right.
And the jungle is on her list of things to do.
Why not, love?
We'll move a little bit faster now. Alan Halsall, I think is how you say his name, and Sam Aston, they're both in Coronation Street. Alan plays Tyrone, Sam plays Chesney.
You're guaranteed a couple of soap stars.
You have to have them, no matter what. Someone who's always thrown into the mix when these things are being rumoured. It was the same with Big Brother. Philip Schofield.
Philip.
Lads, he's not coming, okay?
Philip has done a good job of keeping his head down.
Yeah, he's going to keep it that way.
I think so.
Danny Dyer, who would be unbelievable in the jungle.
Danny would be unbelievable.
He'd remind me of, they had Tony Bellew last year, and he was like too cool for school.
Yeah.
And you know, even when they were dropping spiders and everything on him, like his reactions were hilarious because he's such a hard man.
Tony,
you know,
Bellew, yeah. So yeah, that would be a good
Danny
shout.
Dyer
actually,
would be a really good shout. Denise Van Outen.
Ah, yeah.
The Vivian.
Don't know what that is.
Drag queen.
Okay.
She won RuPaul's Drag Race UK in 2015.
Okay.
And she's been on everything. Celebrity Mastermind, Celebrity Juice, Celebrity Haunted. Celebrity Haunted, sorry. Celebrity Haunted would be a totally different thing. The Weakest Link and Dancing on Ice.
Wow.
She's been on.
She's got pedigree.
Yeah. Phil Taylor.
Phil Taylor, the darts player?
Yeah.
Okay, why not? Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
who do I confuse him with? The drummer? Phil Collins. I always confuse him with Phil Collins. Will Meller. Is another
Will
one.
Miller. And so then, he was in Pint of Lager and Two Packs of Crisps.
And then he was in Hollyoaks. He was in EastEnders,
yes,
for a while.
That's right.
He's Robbie Williams' best friend.
He's a very, very funny guy, Will Miller.
Very funny, yeah. And not bad to look at either.
I would
so
agree.
He'd be a good shout. There's a couple of Irish people then rumoured.
Go on.
Una Healy.
Yeah.
She'd be a bit of totty, wouldn't she, in the jungle? Louis Walsh.
Louis?
Yeah.
Now, would Louis
because
do it?
He made so many headlines around Celebrity Big Brother, so I'd say now the jungle are like, oh, we'll have a bit of that now.
Yeah, I'd say they want
he
a bit of it. I don't know whether or not he'd actually do it or whether they'd actually get him.
I think he'd do it.
You reckon?
Shane Filan.
Okay.
And Maura Higgins.
Hang on a sec, but imagine Louis and Shane. Because you've got like manager, boy band member kind of vibes.
I could see them doing Shane and then bringing Louis over for a stint doing something.
Yes.
The way they did with Sharon Osbourne for Big Brother.
That's right.
They brought her in for, I think her people were like, she'll do 2 weeks and that's it.
And that's it, yeah.
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 So they brought her in for kind of like a challenge with Louis.
Maybe.
So they could do something like that. And then Maura Higgins would be a great show.
Maura would be
imagine
great.
Imagine Maura Higgins and Danny Dyer. Like,
and Louis Walsh.
I want to see that. And Louis Walsh and Tommy Fury.
That would be amazing. Rob, this is all just rumour, just to state.
This is rumoured. Nobody has been confirmed. These are the names that are circulating at the minute. And usually we get a couple of these and more that we didn't talk about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there'll be more rumours between now and when it starts, that's for sure. And Maria will have her eyes on it all. Any thoughts on that? 087-4100-102. Terry says, lads, the penguin, Colin Farrell, is off the scale good. Blown away so far. Yeah, Terry, I see it there. It's just popped up. But I'm in the middle of Lord of the Rings, Return of the... Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 2. Which I haven't quite finished yet. So I'm not committing to the penguin. I will.
No.
But just not
I know,
yet.
And it's on our list as well, but we're finishing off Monsters on Netflix.
Oh, Monsters.
The Eric and Lyle Menendez story.
Yeah, the Menendez brothers. Yeah. And then I watched half of, but I had to turn it off because my daughters came and sat beside me, Memory, which is a Liam Neeson movie on, I want to say Netflix, where he's losing his memory.
Oh, right.
He's an assassin. He's losing his memory as the movie goes on.
Oh, wow.
It's actually really good. Yeah, so far. Well, I've only seen half it, but
doesn't
half
sound
I've
like
seen
something you could scroll on your phone.
No, you need to pay attention and definitely don't have your 9-year-old daughter sitting beside you when you're watching it because it ain't appropriate for that.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.